This week's episode of the FitCast is brought to you by TurbulenceTraining.com, Greens Plus, and by Macy the Dog. If you don't listen to the FitCast, Macy's going to come after you. I'm Kevin Larrabee.
And I'm John Williams.
And with us this week, we have a special guest, Lou Schuler.
Dr. John Berardi.
One-on-one with Craig Ballantyne.
One-on-one interview with Bill Hartman.
And I'm Eric Cressy.
Can't forget our shakes this week.
It's a hell of a super shake.
Yeah, let's start off with this week's news. Need any updates for the FitCast to get the show notes with all the links for the show? Just go to thefitcast.com for all your FitCast needs.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the FitCast. FitCast episode number 16. I'm Kevin Larrabee.
And I'm John Williams, and we're in Colorado, as you can see behind us. Kevin flew into Denver yesterday, and we made the whirlwind trip all around Colorado, all around Denver last night. You guys are going to get some special treats with respect to our cooking shows that we filmed last night. And, so how do you feel, Kevin?
Feeling good. Resting after a little bit of altitude sickness, I'd say.
We stopped a couple times on the way up. It's almost 12,000 feet here, so it feels like if you guys haven't been up this high yet from sea level where Kevin started from, it feels like your head's about to explode. So yeah, we stopped a couple times.
Something like that.
But good thing we made our shakes last night.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to dive into those now, or are we doing the FitCast news first?
Let's dive into some FitCast news, but also keep in mind that if you want to see how we made these shakes, it's going to be coming up in an upcoming video episode of the show, which we're doing while we're here right now.
Absolutely.
We're shooting about 8 to 10 shows, depending on time, and I'll shoot some more back at home with some reviews. And they'll be coming out on every Wednesday. That's if you're a FitCast newsletter subscriber. If you're not, then you're going to have to wait till Thursday. But if you want on Wednesday, sign up for the FitCast newsletter, and you'll get them on Wednesday nice and early.
Yeah, and we're joined today by Macy in the background. You might see her running around. And Sarah's here also. She's hiking up with us. She couldn't pass up the opportunity. And lots of bugs. So you'll see us slapping our legs and necks.
Yeah.
It's good times.
Just kidding. Well, let's jump into this week's FitCast news quickly. As you can see, we're doing notes this week. This is what it's usually like at the computer, but you don't know that. So it might look like we're reading off pages, and we are. First off, the video of the show that we're shooting right now will obviously be up on Sunday. If you're listening to this on Saturday night, actually you're not going to be listening to this on Saturday night because I'm not going to have it up until Sunday.
Right.
But the video probably won't be up till Monday. So if you're listening to this through iTunes, you can get the video of this episode on thefitcast.com. And also we'll have it up on YouTube so you won't even have to download it. So keep that in mind. Also, I already mentioned about our FitCast video segments that we shot earlier. And also, some segments that we're going to be shooting are going to include outtakes that we're going to have on an upcoming DVD that's going to be sold on thefitcast.com for between $10 and $15. Still haven't decided yet. We're going to see how much it costs to throw it together. And once it's out, you'll get all 10 episodes that we throw together for season one. That's what we're going to call it. And also, you're going to get bonus features of outtakes, like us going to dinner last night.
Yep.
And you'll get to meet one of the head guys at blueberry.com.
Yeah, BJ was with us last night. And we're going to film some more tonight. We have a barbecue to go to tonight. And so a few other segments. We might go to the grocery store. And, you know, I was going to do some skateboarding. I think I still will. But as you can see, I have this ankle corset on. I tore a ligament right before Kevin came up, actually, on Tuesday on that damn skateboard again. And it's sort of like a pattern. Kaiser came up to visit me last winter, and I broke my right ankle right before he came. So I wasn't able to go skiing with him. This year, Kevin came up, and it was my other ankle. I completely rolled it. I thought for sure it was broken as I was laying in the bottom of the ramp. And then finally got up, put some pressure on it. So it's okay. But, you know, it feels really good today. I've got the brace on it, so I think we might visit the bowl tonight at least and just do some carving around in a bowl. Nothing real serious, just to sort of show you guys how much fun it can be to do some cardio. And speaking of fun cardio, this was a lot of fun on the hike up here.
Yeah. Minus the headaches, it was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's a good times out here in Colorado.
And it's beautiful. You're actually going to get some footage of the hike up. We're going to do an episode that's going to include the hike up and the hike down. But also at the end of this episode, for all you video watchers, you're going to get some bonus footage during the rolling of the credits, where it's just some breathtaking views out here. And there's still snow on the mountains, which is really cool.
Yeah, we had a great snow season last winter, and streams are up, snow's melting pretty hard, but we're almost ready for a new winter. It's going to come on soon. So, anybody want to come out and visit me, I'll be glad to go snowboarding with them.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's about time to jump into these shakes. Yeah, I'm getting hungry.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you start it off and tell me what you got.
Cool. We explained this quite well last night when we made them. What we did is film some segments in my kitchen where Kevin and I are making these shakes, and then we put them in the freezer last night. So what I have here is a mango lassi, as a Indian sort of dessert that Sarah and I get a lot at Indian restaurants, being that that's our favorite food. And, you know, I found out that it's pretty healthy. They basically just mix in some mangoes and whole yogurt, plain yogurt, no flavorings, and a lot of honey. And what I did last night is to mix in low-fat yogurt, about a cup and a half, so that's about 15 grams of protein, some frozen mango, and last night's video clip, you saw me add about a tablespoon of honey, because we hiked up here, we need the carbohydrates. What you didn't see after we turned off the film is I tried a little drink, and it was a little bitter. Sometimes you get sweet mango, other times it's more bitter, so this was more bitter. I ended up having to add some more Splenda to sweeten it up, so bottoms up to this. It's awesome stuff.
Right now, this is one of John's creations, and I must say it's probably one of my favorite. It's my second favorite shake overall, being my peanut butter and chocolate being first that John has in Gourmet Nutrition. I can't get enough of those. This is probably number two. The number three might be the root beer float, which if you haven't tried it out, you still have to give that a shot. But for this, what we put together is we did one scoop of strawberry metabolic drive from BioTest. Got to use the metabolic drive, best stuff out there, just best tasting. You can use whey protein if you want a faster acting protein, but I just like the taste. I can't stand strawberry whey, to be honest.
Yeah.
But also, what else did we throw in here? We threw in a whole banana.
Some coconut extract to get the strawberry pina colada taste. Yeah, and it's pretty good. I had a taste
pineapple.
Of it too. Some pineapple. Fresh pineapple.
Some ice.
Right.
And a little bit of water. And if you want to check out these recipes, we're going to have them on the fitcast.com, obviously. And now we're going to start doing reviews of our shakes on the show with numerical values. So out of 10, we're going to say.
Yeah.
So what would you give yours?
The mango lassi, you know, in the summer, I'd give it an 8 out of 10. It's one of my summer staples. It's so refreshing. It's easy to make. You can whip one up in the blender in 10 minutes. It's just, you know, it's not that complex, so I can't give it a 10 out of 10. But, yeah, definitely a summer shake. 8 out of 10 for me.
Yeah, definitely. I'd have to give this probably 8.5 out of 10.
Sweet.
We're going to use some decimals here. and I really do like this shake. It's probably something that I'm going to try out post-workout a couple times in the next couple months. It's just a really good mix of fruit and protein. And definitely if I'm going to be going hiking, I'm going to be bringing one of these.
We actually have news this week.
Yeah, let's jump into this week's news.
Do we need to wait for the music?
Yes, we got to wait for the music.
Okay.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Okay.
All right. First news story this week. You guys may have seen this around the internet. It's quite popular on some blogs right now. Scientists turn fat cells into muscle. But before you guys all start cheering and thinking, oh, I can go get an injection in my beer gut and have a six-pack, doesn't quite work that way. It's actually smooth muscle cells. So we're talking about organ muscles, things that sort of turn on, turn off, heart muscles and your spleen, whatnot. Basically, they took stem cells from fat, fat stem cells, and tweaked around with them in the laboratory and converted them into muscle cells, smooth fiber muscle cells. So I thought that was pretty awesome. You know, the stem cell research is going a long way. It's definitely helpful. They were talking about how they can do a variety of things with this. They're not quite as flexible, obviously, these fat stem cells as embryonic stem cells. So you can't, like, clone a goat or whatever with one. But you can definitely turn it into muscle. I just thought it was kind of neat to think, and, you know, who knows what's in the future with these. Maybe they will eventually be able to turn adipose tissue, body fat, into muscle. Although that'd look kind of funny if somebody's really fat and all of a sudden it all turned into rock hard muscle and they got a big, big 8-pack.
I'd be scared because in my future job I'd be out of business. People that'd be wanting to pack on those pounds of muscle and lose that fat, and many other trainers out there. So I mean, it's still something that's going to be down the road, but it's just great that they're looking into this for people with heart disease.
Right.
Can help them out. So it's definitely looking towards the future, and stem cell research, it's good stuff. It's good stuff.
We give it 2 thumbs up.
Yeah, 2 thumbs up. Well, the next article that I'm going to cover is John Berardi's Get Shredded Diet. I know it's kind of an older article, but we haven't covered it yet on the show, and it's been very popular on the JP Fitness forums. We have a couple members trying it out, including Galia, Blackjack, I think it's one of them, and even Lost Dog's doing a modified version of it. So I thought it's about time that I covered it. So first off, I'm going to give you the rundown. This is a very long article. It's about 20 pages when you print it out. So I'm going to give you the abbreviated version. Okay, JB's 6 to 12 week plan. He does this every 2 years, all right? So this isn't something you want to do like every 3 months to clean up your act. You still have to be eating clean throughout the year. And the goal is to drop a half to 1% body fat every week. And also your calorie intake is going to be your body weight times 10. So think about it. Like if you're 180 pounds, 1,800 calories...
Ain't much.
I mean, it's not dramatic like you would with a velocity diet. But damn, 1,800 calories, that's some tough. And just finding some good foods to get that 1,800 calories from. And also, for the macronutrient breakdown, your carbs are going to be 10 to 15% of your total calories. Your fat's going to be 55 to 60%. And then the rest is going to be protein. So if you think about it, a 200-pound man is only going to get about 150 grams of protein in him a day. So it is a very extreme diet. You're looking to basically get into ketosis, is the idea of this diet. So keep that in mind. You're going to be eating 4 meals throughout the day, with also 2 cocktails that consist of 5 grams of creatine and also 5 grams of branched-chain amino acids. So let me just run down the supplement list. If you've seen this, you probably were blown away by all the supplements that you should probably be using on this diet. You don't have to take all the supplements. That's what Gally's doing right now, a friend of ours. She's trying to do it without supplements.
Okay.
So
it's the supplements are mostly to sort of control your appetite, and it gets it a little easier for you. But like Kevin said, they're not entirely necessary.
And reduce muscle loss. I mean, that's the biggest thing. If this is a pretty dramatic cut, especially with the decrease in protein. But let me run down those. Obviously, we just mentioned the branched-chain amino acids and creatine. Also, Greens Plus, friends of ours. So definitely you should be getting the Greens Plus anyway.
They're on sale right now. I'm ordering some through our website.
Mm-hmm. You can get them through our website, through Vitamin Shop. And actually, just because someone brought this up in the forum, I thought I'd bring it up from the show because I haven't told anyone this. Like, you know, I'm really a big backer of Greens Plus, and it's not because they're our sponsor. I took Greens Plus before they were our sponsor, and John did. And
yep.
Basically, this is my story, my miracle Greens Plus story, and it's 100% true. You can hold me to this. I'll testify against it. Basically, I have a stomach disorder where my large intestine doesn't contract. This might get kind of gross for everyone out there. It doesn't contract like it should be moving waist along all the time, and it's not doing that. So I had some procedures where they put a camera up there. I had a couple baryon enemas.
Good times.
Oh, yeah, it was great. It was great. Cleaned me out. But basically they found out that it just wasn't moving. They don't know what was wrong. They were calling it, like, basically without being too funny, calling it lazy ass, because it just wasn't contracting like it should. So they put me on things like Miralax and also another prescription, medication to get it going. Didn't do crap. So eventually I found Greens Plus. I didn't find it to cure this, But I found out that once I started taking it, everything started going back to normal, and I don't even use my medication anymore, and it saves a lot of money not to have to pick up the medication, and not to mention all the benefits from Greens Plus. So you can back me up on that. That's my true story. That's why I'm always going to be behind them. So
another benefit is if you have acid reflux,
yeah,
it can do away with that, or certainly help greatly with that. So.
Definitely.
Cool.
Well, I get to keep going through these supplements. See, we're not even halfway through the supplement list. Look at this. A multivitamin, which you're probably taking anyway. ZMA for pre-bedtime, which most of you might already be taking anyway. Hot Rocks. JB said you could use either the regular strength Hot Rocks or you can use their new Hot Rocks Extreme. Either way, the Hot Rocks Extreme is pretty serious stuff. Don't fool around with it too much. Don't take too much. Also, Abs Plus that JB talked about on episode 5 with us. I haven't tried it myself. I think it's just, it was CLA with EGCG.
Right.
With some green tea extract in it to help increase fat loss. And what he recommended with this is to go 1 week with Hot Rocks, 1 week with Abs Plus if you're sensitive to Hot Rocks. And lastly, Power Drive, which is another biotest supplement to keep the CNS going. Mm-hmm. And keep everything working properly, keep the cloudy head from coming in. But that's pretty much about it for the supplements. JB gives you a meal breakdown, like a template that you can use on tnation.com. We'll have links for it up on the fitcast.com. And also for weight training, this was a big question because people didn't know what to do for weight training. But JB does 4 to 5 weight training sessions a week with 15 minutes of low-intensity cardio afterwards. And also, this is the best part about the diet. Best part. You get to do a refeed every 14 days.
Nice.
JB says no rules.
Yeah, he gave an example of his refeed, and it sounded like he just went to town on some ice cream and all kinds of stuff.
His pre-bed meal was a cyclone from Dairy Queen. That's all I got to say. That's all I'll say. That's pretty much it. And if you're trying the diet, let us know what you think, because I'm very interested to see how it's reacting, like compared to if you've tried Velocity Diet, because I know Lost Dog's tried Velocity Diet Roland, and he's going to be trying this out and see what results he's get, because he's basically in the FFB set where he can't get under that 10%, and many people are like that. So something like this might be able to get you there. So it's worth a look, and again, we'll have links for it on thefitcast.com, and send me an email. Send me your email with your results. And also, related to this, Dave Tate's done with his project part one. If you haven't seen those pictures of Dave Tate, holy crap. Like, he looks amazing. JB did some magical stuff.
He's a serious badass, Dave Tate. There's a picture of him, I think it's a little prior to his final pictures, but one of him with this kid at the zoo.
Yeah.
He looks like he could have taken one of those, you know, silverback apes out of the cage and had his way with them. Everybody's cowering around him.
It was pretty good.
Plus, he's got the sweet handlebar mustache.
I would never mess with that dude. Hopefully, we're looking to get he and JB on the show at the same time, which should be interesting to talk about the Dave Tate project and the transformation that he went through.
Yeah, my favorite part of this JB's article is sort of the very end of it, when he sort of explained why do this. Because anytime anyone writes an article about losing weight down to single-digit body fat or even 5%, 4%, people start saying, oh, why do you ever do that? You know, it's stupid to do that, particularly, you know, people looking at Dave Tate getting really lean. There's some people saying, why? You know, because he was so strong before, and it's not necessarily that healthy for you compared to being at 10%, let's say. Well, he gives some pretty good reasons, you know, and I can associate with those as well. As we get into middle age, you know, Kevin's not there yet. I am, though. I like to make sure occasionally that I can get down to 5%, 4%. And there's a thing that JB toys around with called fat memory. Basically stays in homeostasis wherever it's comfortable. Some people are, you know, sort of set that clock at 25% body fat, others at 12%. Sometimes you like to be able to get rid of that fat so your body knows what it's like to be lean, because it's easier to do that again. And I've witnessed that personally. It's totally true. You know, the first time I got down to 5% body fat, it was so hard to get there. Every time after that, it's been a lot easier. It's not easy, but it's a lot easier than the first time. And also, it rids your body of toxins if you combine that with a good diet. There's a lot of toxins and xenoestrogens. stored in your adipose tissue, in your fat. When you lose that fat, it enters your bloodstream. Well, that kind of sounds scary. You got a bunch of toxins flowing around in your bloodstream. If you combine that with Greens Plus, really healthy, lots of tons of vegetables and fruits and berries, all those antioxidants will help clean out those toxins from your bloodstream. So, yeah, I thought it was a really cool article. I hope a lot of other people try it. As you can see, I'm not bulked up right now, so I need to put on some muscle before I do that. So I'll be trying it maybe in 6 months to a year.
And I'm in between. I'm confused. Yeah. My body's confused. As an FFB, my body's confused. I'm still... Actually, right now, I'm doing the New Rules Fat Loss 1. And, Alan, I hate you for those split squats and the lunges. He basically puts in these crazy exercises. Like, I was just going through, which I'm actually going to review in a video episode that's going to be coming up, is Alan's program design Bible. Nice. And he mentions in it, he has all these descriptions of all these exercises. And for the Bulgarian split squat, he says, like, this is the exercise from hell. This is the exercise all your clients are going to hate, but it's the best exercise for your legs. Yeah. So you have to throw it in. You do.
I was doing it does suck to do those things. And I had a workout, the best workout partner in the world in Dallas. His name was Buna, and he was an Olympic javelin thrower, and this guy was amazingly strong. He could snatch, like three times his body weight. It was incredible. And he did everything just over the top. And one day, what program? I think it was Scroni De Barney I was doing. They had some Bulgarian split squats in there. He was doing it with me. He was doing everything with me, being really great. And as soon as the Bulgarian split squats came along, he's like, oh, I don't do those. Forget it. I'm out of here. So
it's a little disappointing.
Yeah.
But do your Bulgarian split squats, you know?
All right. Third news article, if I can find it.
Yes, I'm hiding it. I'm sorry, I play tricks.
From Reuters, more Americans too fat for x-rays. This is a really depressing article. Kind of funny, morbidly funny. But basically,
it's pathetic. Yeah. It's pathetic.
It is.
That's
great.
What we're trying to say.
Very pathetic.
We're trying to be nice about it.
More or less, Americans are too fat. They've done a sort of longitudinal study of the last 20 years, and they've shown that there's been over a double increase, over 100% increase, in the number of people who can't get x-rayed, can't get CAT scans, who can't be fit into one of those MRI machines because they're just too fat. And the doctors in this article were sort of explaining, particularly with ultrasounds, that, you know, if you sort of do an ultrasound on a fat person, it looks like a TV that has a bunch of snowy static in it. You can't see the organs. So a lot of people just can't get diagnosed with their problems, you know. You can't get into the interior organs. And sort of the borehole in these MRI machines that you have to go through, people can't fit into those anymore. So these companies are having to make, you know, fat people MRI machines.
Yeah.
Costing the hospitals millions of dollars. A lot of people just don't have it. Sad story. You know, I sort of just want to be blunt and say, well, if you're too fat to get an x-ray, then, you know, you get what's coming to you in terms of not having your organs. But of course, a lot of people need this treatment. It's just kind of sad.
There's some special cases where a disease could cause the weight gain. Mm-hmm. But if you're not taking care of yourself, if you're having to get an MRI or a CAT scan or an x-ray, there's something wrong with your body. There's already something wrong with your body before that, if you're like 300 or 400 pounds overweight. It's just not healthy. You know this. You know this out there. Like, you know this. You're listening to this. You're watching this. You know it, but it's your friends, your family, coworkers, anyone out there that still aren't getting the message. And it's hard with, still, I mean, oatmeal cream pies. They taste damn good. They taste so damn good. And it's hard to get away from them. But it's something you just gotta
put down the little Debbie.
That's true. She's a bitch.
Yeah.
Slap that bitch around. But we don't condone violence. Well, we also do have a round table with fewer questions. Tell me you have that. Thank God. I couldn't find it. Thank God.
Yeah, we have a few questions. And so let's start off with one from Irish Daza. He jokingly writes, as John made enough money off the nutrition book for the nutrition to knock the day job on the head. Unfortunately, no. I'm still very much an archaeologist. In fact, I had a hell of a week before Kevin arrived. It seems that all the proposals that we rely upon to do our work for the year basically do this past week. And I just pulled some crazy hours the past couple of weeks, actually. So it's nice to actually get a break from things. And this is sort of like my therapy. You know, it's my hobby, labor of love, doing this podcast. So, you know, I won't be quitting archaeology anytime soon. And I didn't make significant amounts of money from the book. It was also a labor of love. JB, John Berardi, basically subcontracted me, and he paid very well. I was very happy with what he paid. Very great, good guy to work with. But no, I never got into it to make a lot of money, and I didn't.
Just too wait bad. For Edition 2. That's
Gourmet
gonna,
Nutrition
that's gonna
2.
That's going to storm the nation.
Electric Boogaloo is the official title of Gourmet Nutrition 2. I keep trying to convince John Berardi. I think we could sell it to a mass audience.
Yeah.
It's going to be how to lose 20 pounds in 2 days with 7-minute workouts twice a week.
Yeah, we were actually shopping last night, and we wanted to film. There was a women's, like, crap magazine. You could lose 2 inches every week. You know how much weight that is?
That's a lot of weight.
But they suck. Oh, and also, if we start swearing in the show and it's not blanked out, keep in mind that we're going to be explicit from now on. I guess we're going to kind of give up. We're not going to, obviously, we're not going to say, like, holy. And we're not going to just start saying, like, you and stuff like that.
But it'd be nice to be able to hear, like, people like Alan express himself.
Yeah. I mean, that's just Alan's just being Scottish. And even my stepdad, who gets mad that we put in the swears, was kind of like, oh, he's Scottish, he didn't even tell me, and why'd you blank out his swears? But it's all good.
Which one do you want, Kevin?
Let's see. We'll jump into a couple of these really quickly. Also from Irish Daza, how do I get a FitCast t-shirt? If I break my deadlift personal record this week, will that do it? No, it won't. I'm not giving away any more free t-shirts for a while. The FitCast budget is negative right now. But, I mean, we have heard stories of people who have listened to the FitCast and have been able to deadlift more.
Yeah.
So maybe if you're wearing
transformation stores.
Yeah. If you buy a t-shirt, I mean, the t-shirts are $9. Like, I don't mark them up at all. They're $9, and it's $3 for shipping and handling. You get a nice t-shirt. I'll probably be wearing one in some of the video segments further on. But
that being said, we will have future contests, and there are a lot of people who are willing to donate shirts for contests. That fly really got a piece of me there. Gobla from the JPFitness.com forums.
Yep.
Gobla donated a FitCast t-shirt to one of our prize winners before. So if any of you listeners would like to donate a shirt, we would definitely appreciate that too.
Yeah, just drop me an email. There's a contact us link on the website where you can do that as well. Contact me or John through email, private message, either way. Also, he had another question. Can we have Bipennate on a FitCast to see if he talks like that in real life or whether he talks all ghetto? Well, actually, yeah, we're going to have Bipennate on, who's at the JP Fitness forums. Jonathan, if you haven't noticed, he's actually writing for the FitCast mag right now. I just read his article in Men's Fitness yesterday. I picked it up at the airport. It was worth the $4 just to read his article. He's doing a great job. And yes, we will have him on the show. We have a ton of guests lined up in the next coming months. We have a ton of people that we want to get on the show. So don't worry about that. He will be coming on the show relatively soon. So keep a lookout for that.
Maybe some luck. We're shooting from the hip here. We've got the sun on our backs, and we're at high elevation, so we're going to put on some sunblock so we don't have rednecks. We don't want Kevin going back to Boston with a shiny red neck. All right, so this was a good one from Zambro. He's a relatively new member at JP Fitness Forums. Zambro writes, I'm curious about John's background in anthropology and archaeology. How is your understanding of fitness and health informed by your study of anthro and archaeology, or what do you bring to your understanding of health and fitness from your work in anthro and archaeology? Do you think your particular academic training has given you any unique insights into fitness and health, and if so, can you talk about them? Yeah, I could talk all day about this, but I'll keep it short. That's a good question, and a lot of people don't realize how sort of intertwined nutrition and archaeology are. Even anthropology, medical anthropologists deal a lot with nutrition in modern societies. Archaeologists deal with anything humans did in the past. And a lot of that is in prehistoric times before writing, and that was when people sort of ran around and hunted and gathered. Mm-hmm. And we call it them hunters and gatherers for a reason, because that's actually how they made their subsistence, hunting and gathering. That's getting food. That's about all we can really see in the archaeological record. You know, we see a lot of stone tools. We see the bones of the animals that they ate. We see basically all the trash they left behind, and most of that is in the evidence of food and subsistence. So we deal a lot with nutrition. One of the most fascinating things I think I learned as an archaeologist, and sort of an eye-opener to our modern condition here as humans eating in the modern world, is... think about it this way. Sort of everybody, if you go to a restaurant, you know that eating 2,000 calories of cheesecake is not as good for you as eating a well-balanced meal of the steak or chicken breast or, you know, salad. You know, we can all splurge sometimes, but you're not going to go around eating McDonald's fries the rest of your life and nothing else and think that you're going to be healthy.
And you're not going to get x-rays either.
right. But the problem is that it goes beyond that. It's not just the really obvious things. It's not just the McDonald's french fries or the Wendy's whatnot, the massive triple burgers they have at Wendy's or whatever. It's a lot... There's a lot more subtle things out there, like vegetable oil. If you take the perspective of an archaeologist and you look at what we have been eating for 99.9% of our existence on this earth, it's been animals who have not been farmed on grains like corn, animals eating what they eat normally, so grasses, things high in omega-3 fatty acids, which get transferred to their adipose tissue and gets transferred to us, has health connotations when we eat their animal fat. Also, animals were a lot leaner before. You could never have, like, you know, some sort of, you know, I love bratwurst, but they just didn't exist back then because you couldn't find an animal fat enough to make a bratwurst with. So that's one thing. Another thing is you know, these vegetable oils are basically concentrated fat from corn oil. Try to take a bunch of stalks of corn and squeeze some oil out of them. It's, you know, there's like 1 gram of fat per stalk of big stalk of corn. So you have to have like 100 stalks of corn to get anywhere with that. People didn't eat that in the past. As a result, the imbalance in omega-3 to omega-6 fatty acids is getting transferred to us. It's causing inflammation, heart disease, and all these nasty things. So, you know, it's just sort of an eye-opener to think, okay, you know, there are a lot of things that are good for us. We're sort of made to fit into this natural world of ours, but we've made it through science, being more productive, we've made it unhealthy for us, and not always in the most obvious ways. It's a lot of stuff, additives to foods that we don't even realize are in there, or even, you know, healthy meat. Everybody needs to eat their meat, or everybody who's not a vegetarian should be eating their meat. A lot of times the fat in the meat comes from originally corn, and it's just not what those cattle or chickens were meant to eat. So, you know, I do have a different perspective, and I think that's a unique perspective, not just archaeologists, but it's definitely an eye-opener for our types and a good transfer into our modern nutrition.
And you're lucky you have bison here.
Yeah.
Nice lean meat.
Yeah, be sure to check out one of our FitCast videos where last night Kevin and I made some quinoa chili with bison.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, we're going to... We've got leftovers. We're going to be eating on that tomorrow.
Definitely. And also... I had a bison burger, which was
great. Oh, yeah, that's right.
There's definitely one more question you should check out, possibly two. Actually, this will come really quickly. Do either one of you guys plan to go to the LA Strength Seminar in September? No.
Yeah, we don't have the funding right now, or the time.
No. Kevin, who or what was your inspiration for starting the FitCast? And what do you ultimately plan or dream to accomplish? Who inspired me to do the FitCast? I kind of just really liked the idea of podcasts in general. For example, we both listened to Dig Nation. Mm-hmm. That was something we both listened to before we even started doing the show. And it just seemed like something that was a lot of fun to do. And it's something that really isn't out there in the health, fitness, and nutrition world. There really isn't a very good podcast out there for people like you, which is probably why you're listening to this. We're trying to do a good job and bring you the news, give you some super shakes, bring the best names in the fitness industry on the show so you can ask them questions, see how they are in real life. That was probably my biggest inspiration, was just wanting to do a fitness podcast, and that's about it. And where's it going to go? Well, right now, as you can see, we're on episode 16, 4 months into the FitCast. And we've gone pretty far.
Yeah.
We have a nice user base. We are doing video, which is really sweet. Able to throw some money to come out to Denver. I'm going to be going to the Ryan Lee seminar in September, where we're going to have video with Craig Ballantyne, Cassandra Forsyth, Alan's going to be there, Eric Cressy. So I'm actually going to meet these people for the first time ever, which will be fun. But hopefully in the future, we're just going to keep doing the video, keep doing the audio. And if MSNBC wants to pick us up for like some kind of show on Wednesday nights or something, I'll do that too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Fox News too. Gotta love Fox
That's
News.
That's right. Maybe we can join up with Stephen Malloy and show that everything is a hoax with respect to environmental.
Yeah.
You know, DDT is a hoax. But yeah, that'd be good times. And I remember when Kevin first started a thread at JP Fitness asking, you know,
someone just bumped it up recently, too,
yeah,
which was kind of weird to read in.
A couple people thought that we were trying to come up with a different version. We're just like, nah, that's the old one. But yeah, I thought it was awesome, because I started thinking about it at the same time that Kevin did, and I thought, you know, it'd be really awesome. We have some really good minds here at JP Fitness and, you know, several other forums, and it'd be nice to have a central location where we could all go to sort of interview these folks and use this fairly new technology.
Yeah.
And all the tech people out there are going to laugh when I say that. It's not really new, but
we're using this $300 DVD TV camcorder.
Yeah. But podcasting, I mean, it's a lot of fun, and Kevin and I aren't in it to make money. We're not making money. We're just doing it because it's fun.
We're in it to lose money.
Yeah.
That's basically how we're doing it right now. But it's good. We have T-shirts, which we like. We have FitCast thongs. Can't mention those enough.
That's right.
No one's bought a FitCast thong yet. What's wrong?
Oh, come on.
What's wrong? It's just a FitCast.
It's a challenge. The ladies have to step up the challenge.
Where are those FitCast thongs? But but yeah, we're hoping to bring you great content, and hopefully on episode 52, our one-year anniversary, we'll
do it from the moon.
Yeah, we'll do it.
We're going to do some space travel.
Well, that's what they did for NASA. I mean, they just did it in a sound studio. Maybe we can go rent one out. Again, that's coming from Fox, not me. But I guess that pretty much wraps it up for our first video episode, which will also be out in audio, which you're probably listening to right now. And it's a blast. We're out here in Denver, enjoying the weather, enjoying the mountains. And that will pretty much do it. And again, I want to mention our sponsors. First off, TurbulenceTraining.com. Boost muscle growth and blowtorch body fat at TurbulenceTraining.com.
I'm glad you said that, not me.
Yeah, Craig actually has some really cool bonuses that he's offering right now. So give that a look. You can get links for it on thefitcast.com. And also Greens Plus. Greens Plus for great health. You don't have to hear it anymore from us. You could say we're just through and through Greens Plus enthusiast. And I'm going to see if I can get a review for the Berry Greens Plus for you guys soon, because I still have yet to try it. And I'm going to give it a shot. I'm going to give it a shot and see how it goes. But got to be taking your Greens Plus.
Low torch body fat. There we go. I said it.
There you go. Well, that will pretty much wrap it up for this week's episode of the FitCast. FitCast episode number 16. I'm Kevin Larrabee.
And I'm John Williams.
And let's go ahead.
Let's do it. Sure. Okay, guys. Bye.